I'm starting.
This is Maya 9039.
Can you hit a buzzer to start us off? Okay, this is going to be very, very easy for you. Can you read the letter, the word, and another word that starts with that letter?
A, apple, alligator. B, boy, bicycle. C, cookies, crumble. Duck, D, duck, ding. E, elephant. I don't know a lot of words that start with E.
What do chickens lay?
Eggs, eggs. F, fish, food. G, guitar, good. House, H, horse. Ice, I, igloo, I think. J, juice. Jake, mm-hmm. Is like a name. K, Kool-Aid. L, leaf, Louise. M, monkey, Maya. N, nose, no. O, orange, on. P, plate, pool. Quack, quail.
Good.
Thanks. R, red, ride. Yay, spider.
You like spiders?
Yeah.
I do not like spiders.
My nails are spiders.
Yeah.
S, spider, swim. T, table, top. U, umbrella, unicorn. V, vacuum, not evaporate. I don't know a lot of words.
Can you think of some instruments, like in an orchestra?
Violin. W, watch. Window. X, x-ray. Xylophone.
Mm-hmm.
Y, yogurt. U. Z, zebra.
Where do you see a zebra and a bunch of other animals?
Zoo! Oh yeah. My god, how did I not know that? That was so simple.
So would you have a pet spider if you could?
Yes. That's scary. I did before.
You did? I would not.
But I want a tarantula.
You want a tarantula?
Yeah.
That's scary.
I like tarantulas.
Yeah.
My friends freak out a lot about spiders.
Yeah, I did too.
They're cool.
Yeah. You need another buzzer?
Anvil. Ooh.
Great job.
So do you like math and numbers? No.
But I do like to count and stuff.
Yeah. So can you read the number and then tell me what might come next?
1, 2.
What's next?
2, 3, 3, 4. 4, 5. 5, 6. 6, 7. 7, 8.
8, 9, 9, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16.
What happened?
They skipped 20, 21. What did it skip by from 15 to 20?
It skipped four numbers.
It skipped
five.
Yeah. So what could be next after 20 then?
21. Oh, 25?
Mm-hmm.
25. Wait, are we counting by fives?
Maybe. Let's see. What 30.
35. 40.
What happened this time? It went from 30 to 40.
Oh, tens.
Yeah.
50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
Yeah.
110. We skipped 100.
Yeah. So what number is this?
200. Huh? 500.
Yeah, it got to big numbers really quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know addition?
I'm okay at it.
Can you read this and solve it?
Yes. 9. Can I count my fingers?
Mm-hmm.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16.
Yes. Can you read the page too?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job.
Thanks. Oh, it's easy. 19. Oh. Why did I have trouble on that? 18. Oh my god. 19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job.
Thank you.
Have you learned multiplication yet?
Yeah.
Do you think you know this one?
I can try.
Okay.
Okay, so 6. 3. Oh, that's kind of easy. Okay, so 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18.
Good job.
Thank you.
Can you read the page too?
6 times 3 equals... Wait, did I say 16?
You said 18.
Oh, 18.
Good job. That's hard. Have you learned division?
Yeah.
You have? All right. Do you want to try to solve this one or skip? It's okay.
I can try it.
Okay.
So there's like... I can't do a lot of things in my head. I usually do on paper.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Well, it's 9 minus 2.
Oh, 9 minus 2 is, why did it have 7?
Yep, that's the answer.
Oh, well, that was simple.
Yeah.
I do it a lot on my math test, and I literally... add 50 and stuff like that. It's crazy.
It's a lot easier when you can write it out, isn't it?
Yeah.
You did a really good job, though.
Thank you.
Can you hit another buzzer?
Oh.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Now we're going to go to this section. You're going to hear some silly words, though, so don't let that throw you off.
Okay.
So first, right here, we have one bell. So we say one bell, now we have two.
Two bells.
Yeah, good job.
Cradle.
We're going to call it a crib. So okay. One crib.
Two cribs.
This is a pipe.
Pipe. Two pipes.
Yes.
Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Two rocks.
This is a foo.
Foo. Two foos.
This is a kel.
Kel. Two kels. Lamp.
We're going to call it a light for right now.
Light. Two lights.
This is a brib.
A brib. Two bribs.
This is a yawk.
A yawk. Two yawks. Shoe. Two shoes.
This is a mip.
A mip. Two mips.
This is a smide.
A smide. Two smides.
This is a yag.
Yag. Two yags.
We're going to call it a snack.
A snack. Two snacks. A mug.
We're going to call it a cup for right now.
Okay. A cup. Two cups. A boat.
We're going to call it a ship.
A ship. two ships, a purse.
We're gonna say bag.
Bag. Two bags.
This is a skack.
A skack. Two skacks.
A slide.
Slide. Two slides.
A duck.
A duck.
It's a dup with a P.
Oh, a dup. Like a dup?
Yeah, dup.
A dup. Two dups. Oh, no.
Back to the beginning. Are those silly words?
Yeah.
You did a really good job, though.
Thanks.
You got some fake tattoos on?
Yeah. I felt something on it.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
You like getting fake tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hit another buzzer? So now we're going to look at these pictures. Can you tell me everything that's going on and maybe like make up a story, like everything in the picture?
So this kid and a lion are friends and they went to go catch some fish and they drove, well, they rode over a fish and they're in the swamp and there's a fish upside down that is swimming. And they are looking at a butterfly because they think it's really pretty.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Thank you.
What's your favorite thing in the picture?
When the fish is upside down.
You like the fish upside down?
Yeah.
Anything else you like about this picture?
He's trying to reach out to the water.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh.
What's he reaching for?
A lily pad.
Yeah.
And some water.
So would you be friends with a lion?
Yes, I like lions.
Yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah.
A lion at the zoo peed on the glass once.
On the what?
The glass.
Oh.
It was
were
funny.
You there? Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah, it would be.
Ooh.
Anything else?
The lion's tail looks like one of these things.
It kind of does, yeah.
And the fish is literally getting rolled over by the lion and the child.
Yeah.
So there's a kid in his room because he got grounded. So he's in his room now and he's imagining like he's in the Air Force and he's on a plane and he's making paper airplanes and shooting them out the house so he can show his friends. And he has a pillow fort where he's imagining that he's flying since he's up pretty high. And he's pretending like he's flying in the sky with a plane, I think.
Yeah, do you think that's what he wants to be when he grows up?
Yeah.
Do you know what you want to be?
An artist.
You want to be an artist? What
yeah.
made you interested in that?
I started drawing when I was like around 3 or 4, and ever since I like to draw anime now.
Oh, you draw anime? That's
yeah.
cool.
Thanks.
Do you just like draw with pencil or do you like to color and stuff too?
Color
or?
And pencil. I do mostly pencil.
Yeah. Do you paint at all or?
Yeah, I paint on canvases.
So you do a lot of different art?
Yeah.
What's that?
A fishy.
Do you think that's his pet?
Yeah.
Do you have any pets? No? Just the spider you want?
Yeah, I might get a ferret.
You want a ferret? That's cool.
Yeah, I love ferrets. They're so cute.
That's a cuter pet than a spider.
Yeah. They'd probably eat the spider. Not gonna lie. Like, if it was a tiny spider, they might eat it.
Yeah.
Don't know what they eat, though.
Is there anything else in this picture?
There's a lot of paper planes that are flying in the sky.
Yeah.
And there is a car under his bed, and he had his wall looks like a sky.
It does, yeah.
Ooh. Oh my god. So this girl wants to be a scientist, and she has someone who helps her try to become a scientist, and his name is Blobby because he is an octopus that's very sticky, and he helps her write things to be a scientist and help her figure out what things are and look at things and make new creations and help her do things. And she has some lab rats so she can work with the lab rats to help her, and then the octopus is writing her something so she can study on.
Yeah. Would you work with an octopus?
Yes. They're cool. That is a very giant octopus.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Do you like doing science experiments?
That's why I came to here.
Yeah.
I'm on Linux.
What's your favorite science experiment you've done?
Probably like, I do a lot of science experiments, but my favorite is probably like fireworks in a jar. They're like, you like put these like tablets in, and the food coloring, oil, and like they kind of explode, kind of. And they go different places.
You make explosions.
Yeah, and like make your own lava lamp and stuff.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you do these in school, or do you just like do these at home?
I went to like this place. And for the 4th of July, and we saw the little fireworks in a jar. But we didn't get to make our own. The lady. The lady did, and I was upset.
Yeah, didn't give you a turn. Is there anything else in this picture you like?
How the octopus is writing with his a million hands.
Yeah.
And looking at these.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find what those are. I don't even know what they are. But I do know this is a molecule, I think.
Yeah.
And she's trying to light up a light bulb with her hand.
Yeah.
Like she is lightning.
You think, do you like rats?
Yeah, I went to the basketball, like, rat thing, and I won something.
Yeah.
It was a basketball rat that made shots, trick shots.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a big turnip. So this girl is farming with her parents, and they were making turnips, and she pulled this turnip out of the ground, and it was like half her size.
Yeah.
And the snails help her grow the turnip with their slime, somehow like their slime is nutritious kind of thing, and they like to help her do farming, and help her do farming and grow things. And she really likes to cook, so she's making some new vegetables and fruits to cook at her house because her friends are coming over and she wants to make them some food. So she's digging up the turnips and she's gonna wash them and she's gonna give them to her friends.
Yeah. Have you ever gardened or done anything like that?
They like to like butterfly sanctuaries, but I don't think so. Well, we are gonna start a little garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be like plants, or are you gonna try like fruits and vegetables?
Both.
Both. Yeah. Have you ever been to like a farm or anything like that?
We went to, me and my dad's friend went to like this like farm, and there's like a meat market kind of, and it had like ducks and geese and growing vegetables.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So do you like your vegetables? That's good. Do you like snails?
Mm-hmm, but they're slimy. They're like, slugs are literally the equivalent version of snails without a home.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Anything else in this picture?
The giant turnip and a shovel.
Yeah.
And a mini snail.
All right, good job. You want to press another buzzer for me? I think he's on board. He turned off. Jibo went to sleep.
Uh-oh.
He gets
tired. Yeah. Maybe it's the storm. Yeah. Maybe he's scared of the storm, so he's going to sleep. So.
Yeah. He just wants to ignore it.
Yeah.
So do you like reading?
Mm-hmm.
Can you read as much as you want from,
okay,
this picture, from this story?
Oh, my God. Why did that happen? It was Bob's birthday, and she was so excited to take a birthday surprise to school. Bob made cupcakes in a cookie bake oven to school. As her surprise, Bob's mom helped her. Bob liked to frost the top. She spread yellow, pink, blue, green and orange frosting on top of each treat. Bob liked orange the best. when it was time for Bob to go to school, she did not ride the bus. She did not want her surprise to get squished. So Bob's mom drove her to school in the van. Bob felt very special. She was happy to share with her class. After lunch, the teacher said, "Class, it is time to sing for Bob's birthday. Miss Glad had Bob come to the front of the class. She got to sit in the chair with wheels as the class sang, "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob. Happy birthday to you." Bob smiled and she started passing out her treats and let each student pick one. Bob wanted to eat an orange one, so she set it on her desk. When she got to the last student, there's only 3 cupcakes left. Karen said, "No, thank you. I wanted an orange one, but they're all gone." Bob looked at the orange one on her desk. She thought, "I want to share on my birthday. I will give the orange one to Fern." Bob gave Fern the orange cupcake and took a pink one for herself. Both girls smiled as they ate Bob's birthday surprise.
Do people still bring in birthday treats for school, or is that not allowed anymore?
It's allowed.
Yeah.
But it has to be, like, packaged.
Oh, okay. You want to read some more or move on?
Read some more.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm.
The teacher told the class, "Be nice to others. Recess is a time to have fun." CJ thought about how he got in a fight with his friend Marcus yesterday. CJ beat Marcus in a handstand contest. CJ laughed at Marcus. "Ha ha, I won." Marcus got mad and hit CJ. CJ hit Marcus back. The teacher didn't see the boys, but their friend Amar saw it. He wanted the boys to be friends and not get in trouble. Amar told CJ, "You shouldn't hit back. You should tell him you are sorry." CJ was sorry. He didn't like to fight. He wanted to be a caring friend. CJ decided he would not laugh or hit his friends. Charles Turner is hardworking and smart black man. He is really good at math. He worked in New York. He helped companies make money. One day, he decided to work even harder. He had a dream to become a shoemaker. He worked all day. Then he went to school at night. Charles studied and learned how to draw and make shoes. He made nice boots. He was good at the shoe design because he was good at math and art. People liked his boots. His dream job was to make shoes and boots. Charles worked hard. Now he loves his job. Now he makes boots and shoes.
Is that something you'd want to be, a shoemaker?
I could try.
Yeah, because you like art. You'd have to use some math, it sounds like, though. Would you be interested in that? Yeah. All right, there's another page. You want to read it or move on?
I can read one more page.
Okay.
Billy walked up the front steps. He rang the doorbell. He waited. "Is anyone home?" he said. He hopped the door. Hoped the door would open soon. He didn't like to stand alone on the front steps. It was cold outside. Billy could feel his toes cold in his boots. "Maybe I came on the wrong day," thought Billy. He said he would teach me how to play chess Tuesday after school. "We had art today, so I knew today is Tuesday." Billy was about to ring the doorbell again, but he stopped when he heard footsteps. Inside the house, the old man was walking toward the door. Sometimes it took him a while to answer the door. "Who's there?" said a gruff voice. "Is that Mr. Billy Black at my door? You sure took your time getting here. Oh, Mr. Billy Black at my door. You sure you took your time getting here today? What took you so long? Did you stop and take off all your girlfriends? Teased Mr. Black. He opened the door for Billy. Oh, Grandpa, you know I don't have any girlfriends. I'm only 7 years old, laughed Billy. And I did have to walk slowly through. The sidewalks were covered in ice. I didn't want to slip and fall. Billy stepped inside the house. Don't let your boot drip all over the hallway. Please come and take them off, son. Come into the kitchen. We can eat some warm cookies while I teach you to play chess.
Good job.
Thank you.
Have you ever played chess? Yeah. All right, can you press another buzzer? Okay, so for this section, can you tell me what they're doing and how you would do it?
Brushing my teeth. I put the toothpaste on and then I put it in the water and then I have an electric toothbrush. So I don't unplug it. I start brushing my teeth up and down and left and right and on my tongue and this way and that way above my jaw and this way above my jaw for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Washing their hands. I turn on the sink. I get some soap on. I'm gonna start washing my hands like this and do that so I get all the particles out of my nails, between my fingers up here, between my fingers and up my elbow, and I reach over to get a paper towel and turn the water off.
Yeah.
Tying my shoes. I actually do not know how to tie my shoes, but this is how I would do it. I would like, do it something like this, but I would like cross it, loop it under there, tie it like that, and put like a little thing, shape of a balloon, and like hold it like that between my fingers, and then like loop it, loop another part of it through, and then make another loop, and then put the loop into the loop and like tie it something like that.
Sounds like you know how to tie your shoes.
Yeah. My dad taught me a little bit, but I kept messing up.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, pouring cereal, that's my favorite part. So that's pouring your cereal. I get a stool because it's on top of the refrigerator. So I get a stool and I jump up, grab the cereal I want of my choice, get a bowl, get the milk out of the fridge and get the milk and unscrew it and get the bowl and pour the cereal and then pour the milk after and then get a spoon.
What's your favorite kind of cereal?
Cocoa Pebbles. I ate that today.
That's a good choice. Is that what you normally have in the morning?
Yeah. Cocoa Pebbles or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, so cereal's your favorite breakfast food?
Yeah, or eggs.
Yeah, me too. I like cereal.
Putting on a sweater. Mm-hmm. I put on my sweater. I usually pick it out before the day comes I need to wear a sweater, but I pick it out, put it on my chair. The next day I wake up, get the sweater on. I put it over my head, I put my arms through the holes, and then I tuck it down.
You're prepared. You pick it out the night before.
Yeah. Okay, making cupcakes. Me and my mom put like the baking powder in and like put eggs and water and like some vanilla in, and then we cook it and then we take it out of the oven for a little bit and then let it cool and then put the icing on it and then put it in a wrapper.
So you like making cupcakes? Yeah.
I haven't made them in a while though.
What's your favorite flavor cupcake?
Vanilla.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Is there anything else you've ever baked or?
Cookies.
You like to make cookies too?
And cake. Painting! I get my bucket of paintbrushes and cups. And I get my paint out. I put the water in the cup, and I put it back into the bowl, and I get my paintbrushes out, and I start painting with my paint.
Yeah, I know you said you like to paint.
Yeah. Buckling up in a car. I do not have a high chair, but I get a little bit of the seatbelt, and I find the button where you're supposed to put it in, and I move my leg a little bit over and I put it in.
Yeah. Do you make sure to buckle up every time?
Yes. Feeding a stuffed bear?
You ever do that?
I did it when I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I have like this fake bowl of food, and I have this like spoon that has this orange stuff in it from a baby doll.
Yeah.
And I get like a toy, and I start like putting it by its mouth, but my toys don't usually have mouths.
What was your favorite toy to feed?
Bun.
You have a bunny?
Yeah. It's like this thing, you know, it's like those baby blankets.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a purple one, gray one. He has no mouth, but he has very floppy ears and very floppy ears and hands.
Yeah. Do you still have a lot of stuffed animals? What's your favorite one?
Bun.
It's still Bun.
Yeah. I have like over 100 stuffies.
You do?
Yeah, there's like all my top bunk men in my closet. Fashion. Putting on costumes and stuff like a loofah and stuff. So I have a lot of costumes, and I reach in my closet and I get my shoes from downstairs, and I have a witch's hat actually, like that. So I put my witch's hat on, and I get a broomstick or a wand, and I do have a loofah thing like that, and I put that on. And I put this dress on and my Converse shoes. And I don't really have sunglasses, but I do have glasses. So I will put my glasses on and put some dangly earrings in.
What's your favorite costume you have?
Beetlejuice.
You have Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
So you like dressing up a lot?
And Eddie Munson from Stranger Things. It's my favorite character in the whole wide world.
Yeah. What's your favorite Halloween costume you've been?
Probably the Eddie Munson.
Yeah.
Going down a slide. There's a lot of slide. I have a slide at my house, but I don't use it anymore. But I go to the playground, and I like grab the handle that's up above it, and I throw myself down really fast, and then I land on my butt.
You like going down slides?
Yeah. Soccer. I don't play soccer a lot, but I put the ball in the middle, and I get my bearings, and I kick it.
Do you play any sports?
Not yet, but I'm going to go in either basketball, swimming, or soccer.
That's a lot of options.
Or dance, or karate.
That's a lot of options. Yeah. Are you going to do all of them at once?
Probably. I want to do that a lot.
Yeah.
Building blocks. I like to build Legos a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my Lego set out, and I start finding the pieces I want to build with, and I start building with them.
Do you create your own things, or do you like follow the sets that they make?
Create my own things.
What's your favorite thing you've built?
Probably a jungle.
A what?
A jungle.
That's cool.
Or the highest stack of Legos in the world.
Yeah.
I love them. Swinging your friend. So my friend gets on the swing. I make sure they have their balance, and I grab the handlebars and I push, and I go, if they want to go higher, I push them higher, and when they want to stop, I grab the handlebar and I grab the other one and stop them.
Do you normally swing by yourself or have a friend push you?
Swing by myself. Giving your friend candy. I have a bowl of candy in the dining room, the kitchen. So we go, I go into the kitchen or the pantry to get some candy, and I unwrap it carefully so it doesn't break if it's warm or flaky. And I put it back in the wrapper like a little bit so they can untie it easier, and I give it to them.
Yeah.
Sitting in timeout, I guess.
Yeah.
I go to my room mostly if I get in trouble, but I go to my room and go to my bed and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I set a timer to wake me up.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Can you hit another buzzer for me?
Dun, 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 dun.
We'll do one more picture.
Oh, so cute. Frog in a cup.
Yep.
That.
What's he wearing?
A crown.
How did he end up in a cup, and why is he wearing a crown?
That his name is King Froggy. He comes from the Froggy Land. And this person found him outside and put him in a cup.
Do you think he's stuck there, or can he escape?
He can escape because he's slimy.
Yeah. Do you want to do a couple more, or be all done?
I can do a couple more. Oh my. Their name is Princess Goat, and they go to people's houses and steal their money and candy to themselves so they're rich, and they spend all the money and candy and jewelry they find on the latest fashion trends. So that's how they have the hat in the sofa.
That's not nice for them to steal.
Yeah, it's really not good for them. It's not good for the agenda.
This can be the last one.
Okay. A pig in the bathtub. The pig laid in the mud and bathed in the mud, so they're like, my friends are calling me dirty. I don't want to be dirty anymore then, so I'm just going to go and chillax in the hot tub. I'm gonna put the jacuzzi on with the bathtub, and I'm gonna put a little boat, put some suds and a rubber ducky, and I'm gonna bathe.
Yeah. Out of those three pictures, which one is your favorite?
The King Froggy.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That's cute.
All right. Is there anything else?
There's this one.
Yeah. We should probably get ending though, so that way you can go explore the exhibit. Yeah.
We're about to leave, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. All right. So can you hit a buzzer to finish this off, though?
Then do my favorite.